struck me this morning, brothers and sisters, that we've got a vast supply. What a precious prospect. And there is more. Amen. Amen. That would have done me for the day. Amen. Wow, that was precious. Today thus far has been very precious. I believe there's been a softness in our midst today. You know? It's been precious. And really what you want to do is just worship the Lord, isn't it? Amen. Heavenly Father, we love you. No two ways about it, Lord. We love you. We just thank you for your great grace and mercy to us. Lord, it wasn't a one-off. It's a life's work you're doing in us. I just pray, Father God, that the softness of our hearts before you today, you may be able to do a work. Lord Jesus, that we may become more like you. Soft-hearted, Lord. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I just want to glorify your name. Amen. 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 Not sure what it says when I put the microphone up to the height I thought it was right for Kate, and she came and put it up another 6 inches. Now I've come to speak and she's brought it down another 6 inches. Anyway, praise the Lord. I didn't see that she was taller than me. Thank you. Oh. Well, the Lord's given me a word for this evening, and I'll do my best to deliver that word. I believe it's a challenge, but I believe it's only a word that can come on soft hearts. And it blessed me this morning, Nikki, that you said you don't normally give a title for a word. Just as I was thinking, I've got a title for the word tonight. My title is Another Brick in the Wall. And I'm not referring to the Pink Floyd song of 1979. Which said, we don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. And I thought about that, and Nikki said this morning, to say we don't need education, we need the teaching and the training in the Word of God. Amen? And now we don't need no thought control. Romans 12 says about having our minds renewed, transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. All in all, you're just another brick in the wall, but do you know, I'm talking about important bricks in the wall. You know, I believe a wall's only ever as good as what binds it together. If there are no gaps, and every brick or stone is fitly joined together, and if it's stone having the rough edges chipped off, and you look at a brick wall and there's whole bricks and there's half bricks, but it becomes a strong wall. You know, whenever there are gaps in all spheres of our relationships, I believe, we give the enemy space to weaken us as individuals, as families, as a fellowship, and to come in and rob and kill and destroy. Where there's gaps. You know, and if we're really honest, we can see instances where that could be happening or is happening. And it's happening in our lives or in our families. You know, Ephesians talks about the responsibilities of husbands to love their wives and to wives to respect their husbands and for children to obey their parents and for fathers not to provoke their children. Why? Because you can't have any gaps in the relationship. If we roll that out across this fellowship, and it's vital for our salvation and that of our community, and that, as Ken was saying this morning, for our nation. You know, I believe it's a time to be honest, a time for the veneers to be stripped off and to be addressed for what they are, which is hypocrisy. The veneer we put on for other people compared with what there really is in our lives. You know, can we be brave enough to remove the veneer, to allow Jesus to do the work in us, rather than to put on this kind of exterior? How are you today? Oh, I'm all right. How are you really, if you're Enid, how are you really today? You know, I don't know how long I've been part of this fellowship. It's 37 years, 36 years. You know. But there's more of me that you don't see that needs to be stripped away. Why? Not for your benefit, but I need Jesus to do more of a work in me. Ephesians 4:16 says, through Christ Jesus, the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. And that leapt out at me. Every part does its share. A brick wall is no good unless every brick does its share. And if you experienced the wind last night, when the wind slammed my bedroom window shut, I thought it was going to come off its hinges. There's a power in nature which needs to be a power in us. And we need to be a strong wall, fitly joined together. Now I believe, you know, it's not a natural phenomena that every part does its share, but I believe it's a spiritual reality through the renewing of our minds. What we think, the way we think, what we do. You know, are we willing to allow the Lord Jesus to transform our minds, to be nothing, to be soft, to be malleable? Now, I believe what binds the wall together is trust. You know, just as I was brought up on the acrostic for joy: Jesus, others, yourself. If you want right relationships, put Jesus first, others next, and yourself last. And I've been thinking about trust, and I believe trust as people who speak the truth, who are redeemed, who live together in unity, who are sanctified, who are always thankful, is trust that makes us a fellowship of ordinary people into the army of the Lord. You know, it struck me in the prayer meeting on Tuesday night, I think it was. From the outside, this is just a building with lights on. What people don't see is inside is a regiment of the Lord of hosts. And what do we know about an army? It's got to be closely knit together. It comes back to the Roman armies, doesn't it? When they lock the shields together and make it an impregnable fortress. That's what we've got to be like as a wall. And I use that as an illustration. We need to be people who are trustworthy and worthy of trust. Trustworthy and worthy of trust. trust or love always thinks the best, always prefers one another, is always kindly affectionate one to another in brotherly love, expecting dependability. You know, when you think you can depend on somebody and then you find you can't depend on somebody, what does that do to you? You don't trust them. We expect consistency, loyalty, looking for the good in others, seeking how to bless others, how to encourage, how to build up, how to speak the truth in love. Trust. Ephesians 4 tells us not to grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom we are sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you, with all malice, and be kind to one another. Do you like people being kind to you? Tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Now, what about, Scripture tells us, you know, if we've got two coats and the brother hadn't got a coat, give him your coat. If he asked you to go a mile, go an extra mile. You know, this is in the realms of the renewal of the mind. It's not natural, but it's what God requires. He's brought a people together for a purpose, I believe. Now, in Matthew 25, Jesus gives the parable. He says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. We know the story. And the one who had 5 talents went away and made another 5. The one who had 2 talents went away and made another 2. What did the one with the 1 talent do? He dug a hole and buried it. And when the master came back, he chastised the man, or he praised the people, the men who doubled the money, but he chastised the one who had buried it in the ground because he knew his master was hard. And he took his talent and gave it to the one who had the 5. You know, I don't want to speak about that, but I want to speak about what struck me from that. You know, because God gives us all talents, gives us all gifts. You know, and we tend to be prone to look at the person who has got lots of talent. We elevate them. We put them on a pedestal quite often. And then we say, but I'm never like that. I could never do that. I haven't got anything to give. Do you know, the man who's got 5 talents needs the 1. He was given the 1, but he needs the 1. Brothers and sisters, whatever God's given you, don't bury it in the ground, because I need it. We all need it. You know, God didn't bring this fellowship together to say to elevate some into say, oh yeah, well they make up the numbers. Every single talent matters. Every single gift that God has given you matters, because it builds up the body of Christ. And I want to see the 1 gift. I want to see the 2 gifts. I want to see the 5 gifts. But I want to see God's gift in this fellowship, being bound together as a wall, being bound together as the army of the Lord, with no gaps for the enemy to get in and rob and kill and destroy. Because that's what he'll do. You know, he say, oh, you know, you're getting old. You know, isn't it about time you retired and put your feet up? And you think, no, hang on a minute. God's brought us together. We're family in Christ Jesus, to bring him honor and glory and praise. And what do we do tonight? That's precious. There's a liberty tonight. I haven't known that for a while. It was just precious. You know, I think when we look at the person we consider as having many talents and special talents and very talented, and consider ourselves as not having any talent whatsoever, that not only affects us, but the ability of the Lord to use us in the building of the wall. Because there's a special bit that needs to be cut and fitted to make that wall whole. And that might be the person with one talent. You know, I want us to about that. Because Ephesians 2 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once afar off have now been brought near by the blood of Christ. Therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." We're a family. "Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." You know, we need to ensure that we keep joined to and aligned with the cornerstone. You know, if we were on parade, then the order would come, tallest on the right, shortest on the left, in single rank, fall in. And you'd look to the man on the right and you'd make sure you were in line. That's what it's about. Get on the cornerstone. We need to keep in step. Because Jesus is our cornerstone. Not in our own strength, but under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. None of this is in our own strength. God equips us. He gives good gifts to his children. Ephesians 4:11 says, "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers." Why? "For the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to perfect men, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." That's why the gifts are there. That's why the bricks are important. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness and deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. Are you a joint? Are you a brick? What are you supplying? We joined in unity and praise tonight. Funny old thing, that was bricks doing their job. According to the effective working by which every part does its share. You know, it's not one man pulling the cart. It's the wall being fitly joined together that makes a difference. What a privilege. Here's my wall. And the wind and the waves cannot knock it down. Where did the man build his house? The wise man built his house upon the rock. Get on the foundation. There's no other foundation but Christ Jesus. And I believe Christ Jesus is plumb square. So the building is vertical and the building is square and the building is strong. That foundation is so important. Because the foolish man built his house on the sand. He had no foundation. Which is always a bit worrying because my house is built on sand. which was really good when I had to lay a new water main because I didn't have to break through any bricks, I just dug down under the wall. But the reality is, we need to be built on the rock. Now it says to us in that God gives us spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians talks about the Spirit given each one for the profit of all. For one is given the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, to another faith, to another gifts of healing, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. I can't recall how long ago it was that we had a message in tongues and we had an interpretation. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Not our own strength, not our own ability, but as God wills. It says in Romans, we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that God has given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let's prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor evil and cling to what is good. Be kindly, affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, giving to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. And rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. How important it is that we submit to the will and promptings of the Lord Jesus, who would grant us according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, and those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. There's a vast supply. There's a vast supply. We've got a master builder who's building a wall. We're part of the wall. And every single part is as important as the other, because if you've got a gap, then the wall is insecure. If you've got a gap, the enemy can come in. You know, this is serious thought time, brothers and sisters, I believe. How honest are we with each other? How open are we with each other? How caring are we for one another? How do we go about preferring one another? Do we really? Or do we judge each other against our own standards? When Christ said, you've got no standards because you're all sinners saved by grace. Where do we stand? We need to be strong in the Lord, a strong wall whose bricks are fitly joined together with no gaps for the little foxes to enter, to weaken, to bring down. And I've got to look at Corfe Castle. I mean, we all like to go to Corfe Castle to see the ruins. Now, come on. There's a world out there that don't want to see the ruins. They want to see a people fitly joined together, who proclaim the name of the Lord, who live for Jesus, who know nothing else but being part of a fitly joined together wall with the talents that Jesus has given us to be built into a holy temple for our God, to exercise the gifts that God has given us. Everyone doing its part, everyone being important, you know? Ephesians 6 says, For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. When was Ephesians 6 written? Funny old thing, it's as relevant today. And we know. Ken said, you've only got to listen to the news. You have only got to listen to the news. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Strong wall. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. Where do we come from? Truth. Trust. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. We need to exercise faith. We need for the enemy to know that there's a wall in Parkston which will not be broken down, which will come against the powers of the enemy, because we're fitly joined together, every piece doing its part, every piece supplying the needs of all. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Go back to this morning. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication. Who? For all the saints. We have a responsibility to care for one another, to watch over one another, to encourage one another, to build one another up. That's what the scripture says. Why? For the edifying of the saints. For the encouraging. For the strengthening of God's people. You know, when they built the temple, just reminded me, how did they build the temple? They built the temple with a sword in one hand and they were laying bricks in the other. Where are we? We need to be laying bricks with a sword in our hand. Lord, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and height and depth, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, vast supply, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. You know, we need every single talent that God has given us as a fellowship to equip us to be strong, to be very courageous, to be strong and to do exploits and come rejoicing. You know, silly thing, isn't it? I phoned up Ken and Nikki to tell them. I updated our bank account on Tuesday, and there was a £105.98 rebate from the water board. And I looked at it, and I thought, we've never had that. They always want more. So I phoned them up. And the girl I spoke to said, well, it's because we've just read your meter and you used a lot less than last time we read the meter. And I said, I know why. Because we had a couple of baptisms and our baptistry takes a lot of water. She said, oh, I know that. She said, I was baptized a fortnight ago. And we had a precious conversation. It blessed me so much. It really made my morning, you know. We want to come rejoicing. There's brothers and sisters out there that we don't see, who love the Lord Jesus. I did say to her that my granddaughter was baptized a fortnight ago in the sea, so we saved a lot of water that way. But we need to be single-minded allowing the work of the Holy Spirit to knock off the sharp edges, to enable us to be seamless. There's one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in you all, through the renewal of our minds under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Not just any old brick, but one priceless brick that fills the gap and provides strength and integrity to the wall. Do you believe that you provide strength and integrity to me? Do you believe that I bring integrity and strength to you? We're a needy people. We need each other. We need to break down our, I guess, preconceived ideas, our private pieces, our, well, what do other people speak of me, think of me? It's all rubbish. You know, I can't get past the fact that we're new creations in Christ Jesus, yet we clang on to what the world sees as normal, in standards and in ability and talent. That's rubbish. God has given us gifts that we might proclaim the glory of the living God. We're new creations in Christ Jesus. The old is passed away, the new has come. A living stone. Remember that it's what God thinks of us, not the opinion of others. Remember, the stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, that we might be a shelter in a storm for others, and that our homes may be an extension of the wall, a place of sanctuary, a place where people can come, a place where peace dwells, place where Jesus is preeminent, a place where we think little of ourselves and more of Jesus. And because we think a lot of Jesus, we want to think a lot of others, preferring one another in love, brothers and sisters, that we might be strong and very courageous and do exploits for the name of Jesus, that this town may know there is a wall. Heavenly Father, to you be all honor and glory and praise. I pray that you'll take the preeminence in our lives more and more, that we may look to you, the very source of our life in living, and give you praise and honor and glory. Precious Jesus. Amen.